Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've been talking about the haters that are on the attack in a way like they have never been before, in a well-funded, organized assault against the Free State Project and the Liberty Migration here to New Hampshire. They are acknowledging tremendous success. The quote from this article, we're not even, you know, halfway through at this point, and in-depthnh.org, an opinion piece by Gary Reno, he says, the Free Staters have taken over the Republican majority in the New Hampshire legislature and achieved far more than anyone could have imagined in the past 2 years. So he's not even looking at the last decade and a half, which we've had some amazing wins in that amount of time. Just the last 2 years.
I think he's spot on in reference to even just the last 2 years.
It's been a good 2 years.
There definitely has been. But what's funny is, I mean, I think a lot of the credit actually goes to the Democrats. Just in terms of COVID and all that stuff that's been going on too. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that we didn't have our own victories and our own successes, but I think it's heightened in terms of the, you know, number of people moving and the amount of success we've had.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people have come here because of the COVID crackdown elsewhere. And even here, he actually cites COVID in his next part of the list of examples that he's given. Yeah. He talked about the education savings accounts, and then he says also they passed laws prohibiting the sale. The state organizations, including healthcare nonprofits and businesses, from requiring COVID-19 vaccines for workers or customers. Now, he's not being clear with that. The rule said as long as they're taking funding from the state, I believe was the qualification there. They are also responsible for restrictions on abortion services and eliminating gubernatorial powers during a declared emergency. And I don't know what he's talking about.
I wouldn't take any credit for the abortion thing.
I'm
pro-choice. There are pro-life libertarians.
You know,
it depends on when they feel that rights attach. But I would say we're about 50-50.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say 50-50, but what I would say is that I feel like most of the people who are pro-life that I would say are libertarian would also not try to pass a law in regards to that.
Yeah, so, well, this comes back around to a quote-unquote liberty Republican who's with us on COVID isn't going to understand that government prohibition doesn't work and they're still going to support restrictions on abortion because they're not actually libertarians,
right?
But these people can't tell the difference,
right?
And it's not in their interest to tell the difference. They don't want to be accurate in what they're saying. They want to tar us with a broad brush and make it sound like libertarians are these intolerant
people. It's manipulative. It's a smear campaign. There's some bits of truth here and there about some of it, and then some of it is just, you know, it's trying to make people think that we're some sort of extremist version of a Republican. That's not really accurate. It's more,
not at all.
It's more like we support we are definitely, I think, more pro-LGBT. I think it's sort of maybe the way to phrase it. In that, that's probably more of a Democrat type thing.
And traditionally, libertarians have always been LGBT friendly. Our first vice presidential candidate was gay and openly gay.
I didn't even know that.
I just picked that up along the way. Now somebody said to me earlier today on Twitter, and I don't know if it's true. Apparently it was a libertarian buddy. Or no, it was Reddit. He said that you really shouldn't talk about that now that the Mises Caucus has so much representation. Have you noticed anything about them being anti-gay? Or no, I mean, some of them definitely.
I
don't personally agree with the whole trans thing, but I don't see that as.
Here's the thing: I don't follow politics that closely. A lot of that stuff. I mean, I am interacting with libertarians. I'm not getting in super. I might go to support a protest, but I'm not going to be getting involved too heavily with like different political groups, whether it be Republicans, Libertarians, Democrats, or something else.
I don't believe the claims about the Mises Caucus being anti-gay or anti-whatever.
I mean, where's the evidence?
Yeah, what's the evidence? Yeah, show me the
actual. Well, that's what I want to know. You know, that's why I was asking you, like, if you'd gone around them and they'd said, we don't want your kind around, then I would say, oh, wow, that's bad, and I didn't know that.
I've never seen that at all.
I mean, here's the thing, like, there are people who are definitely, like, how would I put it? They are either infiltrating or they are Republicans with some and they're hanging around with libertarians. Those people exist. There's not a lot of them, but there are some. And I could see why somebody might get confused. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I certainly don't think that is. It doesn't sound to me like a fair assessment, just especially not of libertarians just in general.
Let's keep going. So he says, and they were behind the efforts to stop discussions of racial or sexual controversial issues in the state's public schools, but this year failed to move those prohibitions to public universities and colleges. And what he's referring to there is a piece of legislation that, as I understood it, stops teachers in government schools, government high school, middle school, elementary schools, from teaching racism, essentially, like teaching kids to be racist.
Teaching. Critical race theory, which is basically hatred for Caucasians.
Yeah, and the teachers union is livid about this happening here because, oh, this is our freedom of speech. It's like, well, no, you work for the government.
Yeah.
And so the government gets to tell you what you can and can't do. If you don't like it, send your kids to a private school.
If that voucher system keeps growing, then there are going to be more new private schools starting here, and some of them will probably be non-religious.
Yeah, they should be. CRT
and
there.
I certainly hope so. I wouldn't send my kids to a religious school. And so hopefully they can get hired away from the public school system. And although private school teachers don't make quite as much money, according to the surveys that have been done of them, they're actually happier and more satisfied with their jobs than the public school teachers.
Yep, they get more leeway to do it what they want to do as far as teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole topic it just rubs me the wrong way, to be quite frank, because on the one hand I am very much a fan of free speech, but on the other hand you guys are right. Like this is one of these things where it's like the solution isn't to ban. I don't think the optimal solution is not to ban it. The optimal solution is just to get rid of the government schools.
Right, but they're not doing that. They're not proposing that because they don't. What we have right now is a problem where, we have quote-unquote liberty legislators, but they're not willing to go all in.
And they're not in control anyway, right? Like, they wouldn't be able to get anything passed, I don't think.
I don't think that if they were in control,
they
would do it.
And they also have to look at their alliances because you have to cooperate in politics if you're going to get anything
right,
done.
And this all goes back to,
especially if you're the minority.
All goes back to influence, right? You may be able to push something on one direction or another. You might be able to block a bad bill, or be the voting, the deciding
factor
into getting something good passed. But you're not going to be able to stop something that the Republicans and Democrats maybe agree on, or which is probably more than you would think, because otherwise we wouldn't be getting anything.
Yeah,
passed.
I mean, Republicans and Democrats pretty much agree on 80% of topics. Whereas I'd say we agree with either group on about 20 to 30%.
Yeah. He says the group and its supporters have been successful at infiltrating not only the state legislature but also local select school and planning boards. Although they ran into a bit of a brick wall this spring in local elections when most of their candidates for school boards were defeated. The plan for what the Free State Project accomplished in New Hampshire in the past 2 years, in the federal government over the past 3 decades, and other states like Idaho, Texas, and Florida was developed decades ago after the Brown versus Board of Education U.S. Supreme Court decision when Virginia sought a way to avoid providing an equal education to black students? Huh?
They're crazy, man.
I don't know what
they're
he's
crazy.
Even talking about there.
They're trying. All
they're
maybe
trying
to
they
do
tried
is,
to use vouchers for that.
It's a mumble. It's a bunch of mumble jumble to try and weird. Associate us with racism.
Racism. Yeah.
Yeah.
More coming up in moments. You can join us and bring up what you want here on Free Talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. If you want to help out the Crypto 6 movie producers, it's a Mexican production team that is putting together a documentary film about the Crypto 6. They are looking to do some fundraising. I saw that you gave a donation, Chris.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for that.
This is an amazing trailer that they put out.
It's pretty good. It
had some new content in there that wasn't in some of the other. It was like an interview that was done that was also very good. But this one, I think, I mean, it's knocked it out of the water. This was great. I mean, I can't even imagine what this is going to turn out like in, you know, the full documentary.
I think they're looking to do some more shooting before they put something together.
Oh, they'll have to.
The trial hasn't happened yet, that
for sure
sort of stuff. But if you want to help out with that, you can go to movie.freetalklive.com. That's movie.freetalklive.com. We'll take it right to their fundraiser. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we'll go with more of the hit piece here in moments. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I heard you brought up school choice and schooling alternatives, and it's a much better topic than, you know, basically what I was thinking about calling in about. So I just want to say I'm all for it. I'm all for multiple different levels. I'm all for choice, market competition, innovation out of this, like, stagnant system. I mean, just more innovation, more choice. And it's really sad that it's such a polarized right-left issue. In the right and various people on the left, for different reasons over the decades, have really solidified around this being an issue. Like, the public schools are their favorite institution. They're so strongly, strongly behind them without any consideration of any kind of alternatives or anything. They really, and the left especially, really holds these institutions dear. And, you know, this group of people want to maintain control of the schools. It's very important, and it's different reasons. Some people come together, and they have made this into a really right-wing issue. Now, the reason I support school choice, like I said, market competition, innovation, the fact that there's just new ways to do things and new possibilities.
Yeah, you don't get that out of government schools. You don't get innovation. You don't get new concepts. You don't get to try radical new ideas of education.
You do get is one size fits all.
Yes, and it doesn't do that well.
That's the thing. If I was on the left, I wouldn't want my kids getting the establishment party line because. That still wouldn't be my view.
I wouldn't want them going to school with right wingers.
It's consolidating
or whatever.
It's they're consolidating, and it's getting worse too because they're consolidating over the past, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years, they've consolidated education. So it used to be, there was a one-room schoolhouse, and then it became like a five-room schoolhouse for the community or whatever. And then it started becoming county. They have these county schools, two or three county schools now. And, you know, they end up, now they've got a whole state system where in many places it's not a district's decision, like what books are taught in schools or, you know, educational materials. It's a curriculum that is state-mandated. So it's even worse.
Yeah, and so for me, it's not like a conservative issue. I mean, it's for those reasons that I stated. It's not for the traditional, conservative reasons of like anti-communism, tradition, the Christian church. I mean, I'm all for, if you want to have a religious education to an extent, I'm just in general, if you want to do that, that's a choice. The type of choice, homeschool, charter schools, and it can be implemented in steps. I mean, I'm all for what I just vaguely remember Mark Edge being for. It can be implemented in steps. And you don't have to remove the public funding initially. You need to just implement the choice and the competition first and break this kind of this logjam of this, like, I don't know, this impenetrable state government system that's just such a mainstay institution in the for status.
Yeah, it does need to be broken. I mean, that's where all the indoctrination happens. You got to get your kids out of there. The good news is, in most places, you can get your kids out of government school. You don't have to wait for them to be abolished completely. You can just go ahead and abolish it from your life immediately by pulling your kids out and choosing homeschool, unschool, or if you can afford a private school and you're into that. Because I think a lot of private schools are a lot like government schools, so you should probably just stay away from them, too.
Yeah, I've always been very wary of private schools, mostly because a lot of them are religious-based, and they, like, even the ones that are not are often like...
There's still the whole concept of put a bunch of kids in a room, all the same age, and it just doesn't make any sense. Reality isn't like that. When you get out into the real world, you're not only around people who are exactly the same age as you, right? Like, when you go into a workplace, you're there with people who are from maybe as young as 20 to as old as 70, depending on where you're working in. So you can learn things from the people that have been there a long time and teach things to the newbies, you know?
I wonder how much that contributes to intergenerational... contempt,
which
seems
separated.
to exist more in America than it does in many cultures.
You know, they like to split us up by wealth, you know, people who are, you know, right. But they also do it by race. But I think you might have a point here. Age. You know, they try to do this age. I don't think of it as. It doesn't sound like ageism is the right word, but
it can generate ageism. I think.
Sure. It is sort of along those lines.
Thank you, Penguin, for the call.
Anytime they can turn one part of the population against another part of the population, the people lose power and the government gains power.
Fact.
It's for your safety, though.
Science is settled.
Back to the hit piece here. Pulitzer Prize-winning economist James M. Buchanan, often called the architect of the radical right, developed a proposal for school choice that also included a vision of government as a fee-for-services enterprise instead of broad-based taxation. He had the financial backing of many of the wealthiest moguls in the country. Together, they envisioned...
Must have been nice. If I could get some financial banking from some wealthy moguls, we'd see some real change.
Together, they envisioned an oligarchy where they would make the decisions, not the citizens of the country who always voted in their own self-interest for things like public schools, social safety nets, and other hallmarks of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal.
Well, you do realize that if other people can choose the kind of schools that their kids go to, you can do the same thing. If you want to start the Critical Race Academy and teach your children that they're horrible because they're white, you can do
that. But then they wouldn't get public funding for it and be able to bilk every single person.
Well, for now, they would, because they'd be eligible for vouchers just like people on the right are.
You know,
they need to start some schools that are more to their liking than the public school.
You've got the Republicans and you got the Democrats, right? And obviously this isn't perfectly clear cut, but you've got the Republicans stereotypically, you know, giving money to big businesses, right? And there's billions and billions of dollars going to that, right? But what they're doing is they're buying votes. But then you've got to look at the Democrats and they're doing the same thing. They're just doing it for a different group of people. What was it? The Calvary College.
They're buying them a lot cheaper.
Yeah, they're trying to give money to the college kids now.
$20,000 for a vote.
Yeah, for the loans, like they're trying to get rid of the loans.
Well, they're paying $10,000, I think, or something like that to people with federal loans specifically. They're crediting
right. But who's paying for?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department released a redacted version of the affidavit that led a judge to approve a warrant to search former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department saying former President Trump has secret documents stored at his Florida home that are unsecured. As far as his take on the affidavit, Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney. He tells Fox News.
The affidavit reads more like it's attempting to convince the reader that legally the DOJ is on good footing and that there are reasons for them to want more of the documentation. But it does not read like a typical criminal affidavit.
Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech, claiming technology patent infringement of its COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivers a much-anticipated speech regarding inflation.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium Friday morning says America's recession will hurt more before it gets better.
The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them. Restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A recall petition is being filed against New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This comes after Cantrell has been criticized about her handling of violent crime and her recent travel habits. In order to be recalled, 20% of qualified electors need to sign the petition. This would mean a total of 53,000 signatures would need to be gathered in the Orleans Parish for a recall. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We're getting into this article here, which is really kind of turning into a leftist conspiracy theory piece, where he's getting into this guy from InDepthNH.org in an article that was purportedly starts by attacking the Free State Project, goes off on a tangent saying that this is all part of some long-existing plot by the ultra-right, and we can continue with that here in just a moment. But again, the whole idea of conflating the libertarians with the ultra-right is not fair, of course. That's not who we are.
It really sounds like a conspiracy piece, and it's interesting because I'm used to hearing it. I feel like I hear it more from the right than the left, but this definitely...
They have their own conspiracies.
Yeah.
One of the long-running ones.
I mean, we got 6 years of conspiracy theories about the Trump White House out of CNN and MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We're going to continue in a moment. Sarah, though, is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm happy to hear that we're going to be getting one of the speeding cameras will be placed on Tinglian Central with that 7-year-old, I think his name was Taparia, got killed going to the Christmas River celebration. you know, it's at the biopark, and some guy was speeding and ran the red light and killed him, so they're going to get a speeding camera, and then they're going to do other things to make it more pedestrian safe.
Okay. So, Sarah, I just don't think that having a speeding camera up is going to stop someone from speeding and running a red light. Like, what makes you think that one thing will lead to the other?
Well, you know what? What they really need is I would like the full-fledged red light camera. That will help. But it seems like people don't like those as much as they'll tolerate a speeding camera that just gets you for speeding. So that's all we got to work with, and maybe they're going to make the crosswalk a lot more painted, brighter painted, or more visible, or have more signs that's coming up or something. So
yeah, I think what you don't really understand is that most people who are breaking traffic laws don't really care about the law, right? Like, that's why they're breaking the traffic laws. They're not worried about it. They don't care about it. You think getting a ticket is going to dissuade people from running a red light or from speeding?
It's like thinking that a serial killer is going to stop having weapons if you outlaw.
I think what most people don't understand is that, you know, laws, and tickets in particular, they may have a short, very short-term effect on somebody's driving or whatever, right? But in the little bit longer term, right, like over the course of days or weeks or months, they just go back to doing what they were doing previously, right, which is breaking the law. And most people, when they break laws, they're not thinking about the penalties of that law that they're breaking or that they're even necessarily breaking a law. So this idea that you can pass yet another law or put up yet another speeding camera in order to make us safer is really a fallacy.
And the other thing is people feel comfortable in doing what they do because they think they know what other drivers are going to do. And the reason that I believe that is there were a few cities in Europe that removed all of their traffic signs, all of their street lights, all of that nonsense, and basically said, you guys figure it out. And the thing is, because nobody knew what anybody else was going to do, they did have to slow down and pay attention to what was going on around them. So maybe if the government was doing less of people thinking for them, people would turn their brains back
on. And sometimes people are just overloaded with the number of signs or laws or rules, right? So it's not even necessarily that, you know, getting rid of all signs is bad. It's just the reducing the number of signs.
It's overwhelming. You can't possibly be aware of all of them. And there's actually an interesting detail that Sarah didn't mention, and thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight, that Sarah did not mention about this story. I did look it up. I was like, all right, what were the exact circumstances here? How did this happen? This young boy was hit by an ATV, so it wasn't even a car that was barreling down and hit this kid. He was hit and killed by someone driving an ATV. And how many ATV drivers even, like when you get one of those things, you don't really probably feel like you're part of the whole rules of the road, right? Like you're an ATV, you can go anywhere. You're driving in.
Are those licensed? Or
I don't even know. Probably in most states. It wouldn't surprise me if they are. But
okay,
I don't know. I've never owned one.
I know not every like bike with a motor on it. If it's like 50cc or less, like that, those aren't licensed. I don't think usually.
Depends on the state.
Yeah, it probably would depend.
Yep.
But, you know, these guys are used to going anywhere they want to, right? Like, they can go over tough terrain. It's an all-terrain vehicle. And so, like, the roads, they probably don't think of them in the same way as your average driver would even think of it. So I just don't. I'm even less likely to believe that a red light camera or a speeding camera is going to do anything about an ATV driver. And besides, how fast can those things go? I mean, I imagine some of them go pretty fast. But
and do they even have license plates on them?
You already asked that question, and I don't think any of us know. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think I asked about the license
plate. I think he was asking about driver's licenses.
No, like the physical license plate, because if it's some sort of camera that's like ticketing, it won't ticket ATV.
Another good question.
If there's no license plate.
So anyway, that's, I think, an interesting aside on that particular story. Again, thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. So do you guys want to hear more of this conspiracy theory?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he was talking about the schools, government schools trying to turn the right wing, he claims, is trying to go with school choice. And he says, together they envisioned an oligarchy where they would make the decisions, not the citizens of the country who voted in their own self-interest.
Now, see, that's what I don't understand, because actually, if everybody had... if there were just no government schools and everybody who had kids to educate was just getting a check instead of having the government run schools, which I think would be a big improvement, then you know, everybody would be able to choose
start a school,
the kind of school that they wanted.
Or make one if there wasn't the one you wanted. You could make one.
You wouldn't need to vote for, you know, what the best thing is and have your neighbor disagree with you.
Which is the best part. You don't have to fight with people anymore over what you're just fighting over.
You do it your way and they do it theirs. It's called diversity.
I don't have to pay for, you know, my neighbor's, you know, kids to go to a religious school.
Right.
And you don't have to pay for, you know, my kids to, I don't know, go to a non-government school or whatever.
I'm glad you brought that term up, Nobody. Diversity here, something the group of people on the left supporting government schools has always clamored about, that they support diversity, but not in the case of schools. They want the one-size-fits-all government school with the one-size-fits-all curriculum they want to shove down everybody's throats.
Well, they want diversity until they have enough control that they think they can make it their way for everybody. And then they don't want diversity anymore. Mm-hmm. Then it's their way or the highway.
What they want is votes.
Well, they want votes, but they also want control.
But they want the votes to get control.
Being able to indoctrinate kids gives them a lot of control.
He says, in essence, they wanted a new kind of feudalism where they would control almost all the wealth, or at least be able to keep it, while the proletariat would have little opportunity to advance.
What is this idiot talking about now? Is he still talking about schools?
Yeah, he's saying that the rich people would keep all their money and the poor people wouldn't be able to move forward.
Well, I mean, back in the day... Actually, we have examples of what happened when there was a group of people who didn't have access to the government schools, which was after the just after the Civil War. The black community wasn't getting a fair shake in the public schools. They started their own schools, and some of them were excellent, and it led to a huge wave of prosperity that included things like Black Wall Street.
More coming up.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness.
MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. We're reading a statist or leftist conspiracy theory surrounding government schools and the idea of abolishing them entirely, which, of course, some of the first steps in that direction have been school choice or school vouchers and things like that. And as you guys were pointing out, the teachers' unions, the people that claim they want diversity, they don't actually want that. They want to have total control over the education system.
I also want to point out, this is for the benefit of everybody. This isn't for the benefit of the rich. Because that's the projection. That's like what they're trying to suggest.
Well, they're trying to suggest it because the idea is rich people pay more taxes.
Right.
And so, therefore, poor people benefit because the rich people are essentially subsidizing them to go to school.
But with the voucher program, they still are.
It's kind of weird, though, because the rich may individually pay more in taxes up to a point, and then there's also...
They definitely do. They live in bigger houses, so they pay more in taxes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of
the... Property taxes are the bulk of what funds schools.
I mean, it's probably true.
They are better connected and better able to pay people off and better able to afford lawyers, so
sure, but
they're not to pay that much more.
But I think the point that I'm trying to make here is that the percentage of people who are with the amount of money that's brought in by not the wealthy are going to be paying more in taxes than the wealthy, basically. So
you're saying the aggregate money coming in from middle class or poor people is going to dwarf the rich.
Right.
That's true, but it's all about propaganda. It's all about propagandizing people and saying, "Oh, see, this is the plan for school choice is just a way for the rich."
What I'm trying to demonstrate here is that if you steal the money from all of the wealthy, right, the top 1%, mm-hmm. you're not actually going to be able to go very far with it in terms of like what you.
Oh yeah, they have to steal from everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
if you stripped every billionaire in America down to absolutely nothing, took their entire net worth,
yeah,
you would end up with enough money to run the U.S. government for 9 months, and then you'd be back where you started.
Right, and this is this.
But there would be all of those businesses would have been liquidated.
Right,
and there go those jobs.
And of course, you would have lost your job. Right. This is the whole point. Like, it's like you can the trying to pit the middle class against the poor against the rich is just it's all it's doing is basically it's manipulating you,
yes,
as a voter.
That's what they're doing.
That's
yes.
what politicians do.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to turn groups against one another. And they also ignore the fact that government education is way more expensive than a market education would be. Even in the situation that we talked to Ian Underwood last weekend about Croydon, New Hampshire, where they tried to cut the school budget by 50%, the proposed cut would have taken it from $20,000 per student to $10,000 per student.
And $20,000 per student?
Yeah, and they looked and they said, what do the private schools charge around here? And the private schools were charging less than $10,000 per student. So they were still talking about spending more than the private schools would spend, and people lost their S over that. So back to this hit piece here where he says the goal was to end public education, which was expensive and required way too much tax money for this group. They quickly learned their ideas were not popular and went underground, instead developing chairs and programs at universities intended to produce more conservatives and libertarians. The higher education programs were funded by the massive wealth of the oligarchs, including the Koch brothers, who were the key instigators in the plan to change America. And whenever you hear these leftist conspiracy theories, if it doesn't bring up the Koch brothers, you know,
I'm not a real
shocked.
Leftist.
Yeah. I want to know when I'm getting some of that sweet, sweet Koch money, because I can't.
Has anybody reached out to them? Maybe they really would send us some money.
I know, right?
One of them is dead.
But no, like, seriously, like, they keep saying that, like, the Koch brothers are funding this and that, and I'm like, and the protests, and I'm like, where is my Koch money?
Yeah. What I understand about those people, and again, there's supposedly only one Koch brother left, is they're not so much libertarians as they are conservative types. You know, they get a reputation for being libertarian.
So why would they fund the libertarians then?
There's no evidence they are.
I don't know if that's the case.
Supposedly.
They're good on drugs, I know.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely anti-drug warriors.
I got the understanding that they were like these family values conservative types, because they apparently were, the theory is that they did fund the Free State Project, but they wanted the Free State Project to disassociate with certain people before they would send them money.
Maybe, but I don't know. The other thing that I know about them that I really liked was Koch Industries was one of the very first companies to take the "Have you ever been convicted of a felony" box off their job applications, because they said so many things are felonies in America now that it doesn't mean anything anymore.
The plan took decades to achieve, but we're now seeing fruits of their labor. Although only one Republican president has won the popular vote since 1992, Republicans have largely controlled Congress and a majority of state houses around the country. All of this is explained more precisely in Nancy McLean's book, Democracy in Chains. In New Hampshire, Free Staters began winning seats in the legislature once they began...
They really think that if it's real democracy, their party will win every race. Mm. And if their party doesn't win every race, it's not real democracy.
Right. Yeah, I hate to break it to them, but there are actual conservatives out there.
In New Hampshire, Free Staters began winning seats in the legislature once they began migrating here, but were few in numbers at first and hid who they were. The number of Free Staters and those with like beliefs in the legislature grew, and the 2020 election produced a number significant enough to control the GOP caucus and to make Free Stater Jason Osborne the House Majority Leader. Now, that last part is true. Jason Osborne is a Free Stater, and he really is the Republican Majority Leader in the State House, which is an amazing success story from a political perspective. He also used to be a sponsor here on Free Talk Live many years ago. The group also developed strongholds around the state, including Keene.
Yay! Strongholds? We have a stronghold in Keene?
We're a stronghold,
guys. You could have pulled me.
In the Grafton-Croydon area, in Hudson, Manchester, and Belknap County, where four of its representatives were among the 13 voting in favor of CACR 32, which proposed New Hampshire's secession from the United States to become a sovereign nation. The legislature was not the only venue for radical libertarians to push their agenda. This spring, a snowstorm held attendance at the Croydon school meeting to about 35 voters. Now, according to Ian Underwood, who we interviewed about this within the last week or so, he says it was a pretty typical turnout. It wasn't because of snow. It's just that's just the way these things go. I'm going to skip that part because we did talk in detail about Croydon and what happened there. And then he gets into the gun stock situation, which got brought up earlier. He said, led by certain reps, including Mike Sylvia, who's a Free Stater, the delegation appointed commissioners.
A great guy.
Giving them a majority, and then they don't believe the government should own ski areas and has instead pushed for a private company to take over operations of the ski area and recreation facilities and has sought greater control. Lawsuits have been filed and contentious debates.
Doesn't
with the public...
Doesn't that mean that as government officials they're seeking less control if they want somebody else to run it?
Right. Lawsuits have been filed and contentious debates with the public have darkened what the commission envisioned several years ago as a bright future for the ski area. The last week, the management resigned in mass, giving their 20-day notice, only to show up for work the next morning to learn they'd been fired and the locks were changed. Now, apparently, this has been mostly undone since that time by these busybodies who somehow got involved. But again, like we said earlier, it's a complex situation, and we don't live in that area, so we haven't been following it as closely as people that might be out there. The concern has spurred a bipartisan group to form a political action committee to target some of the more radical Belknap representatives who push for greater control and a private company to lease gun stock. The county nursing home has also been impacted by the delegation's decision. See, they just want to leave old people out on the streets so they can't even get their pills and sleep at night.
I don't know. I've eaten a lot of government food. I went to mostly public schools, and then I spent some time in jail. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather get my food just about any place but the government. Their food is awful.
Why is the government running a nursing home? Why is that happening? It's a thing that happens in New Hampshire?
Because it's an opportunity for them to pay off their cronies.
He says the local government, or newspaper rather, is full of letters to the editor about the situation, and larger publications like the Boston Globe have taken an interest in the controversy. But it shouldn't be a surprise what these folks want. They said it before they began arriving here 20 years ago. Personal liberty, low or no taxes, no regulations, and small or non-existent government. They haven't changed their
Sounds
views.
Good to me.
But perhaps the majority of New Hampshire citizens are changing their view about them.
Look, why would anybody be against not paying or not, keeping your own money? Why would you be against that? Why would you be against making 50% more or 100% more than what you currently make?
The same reason that a tick would be against a system where we all keep our own blood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the story. I'll post the link up on our social media at social.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself, and we will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.